This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by Laurie Graves. Hello, Laurie.
How are you?
Laurie, you are principal at Meadowlark Elementary, and I think you have been in your fifth or your sixth year now?
Fifth year.
And we're going to talk about kindergarten, which seems a little strange given that we're only in March and we haven't even wrapped up this current academic year, but you're already thinking ahead and getting planned for that. You have had two roundups, so you've got registrations. How many kids have you got registered for kindergarten this coming school year?
So far we've got 56 registered.
Is that what you were expecting?
It's a good start. It's got what we expect out of our first two screenings, and obviously if people walk through the doors and want to get their student registered, we can screen them pretty readily.
Okay, so just because you've missed one of the formal days of registration doesn't mean to say that people can't come and register.
Absolutely not. They just need to get a hold of the school, and we'll get an appointment set up, and we have a team ready to go.
Okay, so what qualifies a student to begin in kindergarten? Do they have to be a certain age?
Absolutely. The state has set a statute before us. It's a new one from about 3 years ago. A student must be 5 by September 15th. Through this new statute, we use August 1st as a cutoff for a regular kindergarten placement. From August 1st until September 15th, we typically look at those students for a junior K placement. There are exceptions across the board, as you know. And so if the screening shows that student is exceptionally ready, socially, emotionally, academically, then we can visit with the parents, and we feel placement is appropriate in regular kindergarten, we can always make that exception. But the placements we've had thus far have been very positive over the 5 years I've been here. Students who are in the junior K program are leaders when they go into regular kindergarten, and their success rate is just phenomenal.
So I'd like to ask you more about screening in a moment, but first of all, I'm not familiar with junior K. Can you explain what junior K is and how it relates to regular kindergarten?
Absolutely. Like I said, they've got to be kindergarten age ready, but the junior K program really allows a student to grow socially and emotionally with their other peers. It allows them a slower, staggered start, if you will, to the academic introduction. And in regular kindergarten, it's much more rigorous. There's a pretty healthy pacing guide set forth for the academics they must achieve and the standards that they must hit. And they are subjected to our standardized tests that we use, the FAST Bridge. And then mid-year, we also bring in the benchmarking assessment. So being in junior K is like a breath, a year of growth, if you will. And like I say, those little students, when they go into regular kindergarten, they're ready to rock.
So do they come, do junior K and kindergartners come for a full day to Meadowlark?
Yes, ma'am.
They do. So that starts early in the morning and they finish at what time in the afternoon?
We begin at 8:10 and they finish at 3:10.
Okay, so I remember from my own children that was an adjustment.
The first month is a little bit tough. Nap time, I think, could potentially be an option for all of them. But that's another blessing with the junior K is that they actually do have an official rest time after lunch. So it gives them a reset button.
So junior K and kindergartners, are they separated or are they in the same classes?
They're separate.
Okay.
And the other benefit with the junior K is that we really try hard to cap them at 12 per class. And our regular kindergarten, we can run up to 20 if need be. It's not a preference. Our school board here and Superintendent Oski have been very supportive of keeping more of a, you know, a 15-16-to-1 ratio, which is much more manageable and equitable for the students, but not always achievable.
So do you think that junior K students feel in some way inferior or lesser than their kindergarten partners?
Absolutely not. They are in their own little cohort. They have their specials in their own particular cohort. So with that, I mean they have art and PE and music and guidance and library, just like the kindergarten students. They do have recess and lunch in the middle of the day together, but they have their own playground area that they go to, so it's a safer, again, a smaller environment for them. In the morning and the afternoon recesses, they have different times. So junior K is out by themselves, and then kindergarten in a, as a whole comes out. So they really, it just blends beautifully.
So you mentioned screening. The screening is for individual kids who are registered, and they come to you and they're screened. How does that process work, and what happens?
So on official screening days, we have our entire kinder team, including the junior K teachers, as well as our special education teacher for the kindergarten cohort, our speech and language teacher, and then our nurse. And as a whole, they use a screener called the Dial. It looks at cognitive ability, it looks at large and small motor skills, it looks at the social emotional developmental level of a child. Taking all that into consideration, it just gives us a good idea of what supports we need to have for each child coming into kindergarten, whether they're high on the spectrum of like ready to rock and roll kindergarten, no issues, or if they come in having some extra needs that we need to be prepared for.
So you've undertaken screening with the 56 enrolled students already, is that correct?
Correct.
Right, and so what did you find this year? Was it different to last year or the previous years? We're still coming off COVID, and that had a big impact, especially, I think, in some of those very young kids. And these kids were tiny during our lockdown period and so on, and when we were sort of beginning to adjust coming out of the pandemic. Are you seeing an effect on that?
So we have, after we've done our full screening days, then we have what we call a data crunch day, and that will be on the 30th. And so we'll meet with the preschools in town, and then we meet as a team, obviously, and we look at all the data. So I don't have those results.
You don't know
for
yet.
You. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Take it pretty seriously.
Yes, so. Indeed. So what are you looking forward to this year for kindergarten?
Well, I'm excited with the numbers that are coming in. Interestingly, we have quite a big set of students qualifying or parents who are interested in the Junior K program. So I anticipate having a couple classrooms again, if not possibly a third one. So that will be something new. And we'll have to navigate through that.
Well, that's very exciting.
Is
there anything else that you'd like to share with us or you'd like listeners to know about kindergarten coming up this year? People should call you if they haven't got around to registering and they think that they do have a kindergarten ready.
Absolutely. If they have a student who will be 5 prior to September 15th and are interested in enrolling them in kindergarten, we'd love to be able to have them come in, meet them, run them through the screener. It doesn't take probably 30 to 40 minutes, so it's not a huge time commitment. The other thing that's exciting is once they're registered, they'll get information for our kinder camp that will happen in August, and that will be a 2-day, it's about 3 hours each day, camp, we call it, and students come in, they learn where to line up, both outside, inside. They learn to hear what the bells sound like, so it's not a shock factor the first day of school. We feed them lunch both days, so they're introduced to the lunchroom. They figure out how to carry a tray, how to dump the tray, where they can sit, and meet their teachers, just get the lay of the land as far as the playground and the school itself.
So that it doesn't all come all at once on day one of kindergarten.
It is a win. And it really, I think, helps with the parents, because then we have a lemonade and cookie wrap-up at the end of the second day, and so parents get to meet each other and meet all of the staff, and it has been a win. Like, there's always a couple tears or separation issues the first day of school, but really those kids come in, they're like, we've got this, and they're the only ones here, so they don't, on the kinder camp, they don't have to
compete with the older. No intimidating big kids in the hallways.
So that's been a real...
How many
fun
years have
addition.
You been doing that?
This will be our 5th. We didn't do it the first year I was here, of course.
Well, it sounds a wonderful introduction for both parents and teachers, because there is that wrench as a parent, letting especially
Absolutely.
Your first child off to kindergarten all day. It's
it
changes
a huge trust issue.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
It is. Well, Laurie, thank you so very much for telling us about kindergarten coming up. I almost wish I had a kindergartner myself again. Thank you very much indeed. We look forward to a wonderful new school year.
Thank you.